I'm not sure he could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Welcome back. Tim Wingate here, sitting in for Michael Herzog, who's trying to beat traffic with a bunch of stuff he's got to do, and so he's given me the wheel for the program for the next hour. Don't forget to go to Michael's site. He's got a new website that's up and running. It's called theamericanawakening.org, and check that out. It's going to be, I think it's going to be getting pretty good, actually. He's got some good stuff on there. Fortunately, he's got somebody that webmaster who's does things fairly quickly for him. Unfortunately, I'm a little inept when it comes to all that HTML and all that kind of stuff, because I got a couple websites that desperately need some help, and I gotta kind of work my way through trying to figure out how to do that. So that's why I found that using Blogspot so much easier for me. At least initially, I can keep things up to date and put things up that I want people to see right away. And that's why I'm telling you about Freedom Shenanigans. freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. That's a website that I happen to have that keeps you up to date. And one of the things I have up on there, I just put it up just a few minutes ago, Ed and Elaine Brown need supplies. And if you're interested in helping out, you go there, click on the link, and it'll tell you a whole list of things that they're asking for and how to get it to them. We have a patriot in Vermont who stepped up to the plate and said, send me the stuff, I'll get it to them. So just go ahead and you go to freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, and that'll be right up there. We'll also be talking about things that we can do. And we're going to continue on talking a little bit about Freedom Force, because I feel that that is a belief, that it is one of the ways of doing things. And as Michael and I were talking about, it gets so frustrating listening years and years and years, people describing the problem from every different little angle. And I've come to the point where, especially when it gets to be that it's always an emergency, it's always an emergency, it's always, something's going to happen. It reminds me of that old Chicken Little story, And I call them Chicken Little Patriots. The sky is always falling, but they don't know what to do about it except tell everybody else that the sky is falling. So I like to deal with solutions. I like to deal with ideas on what we can do and give people things that they can do either at whatever level they are. And there's so many things that you can do to fight against the growing tyranny in this country. And we don't have to let it happen. We don't have to let it come to violence. All we have to do is be able to fight and get the ideas into other people's minds. And we can make a real, real difference. So that's some of the things I'd like to talk about this hour. We will be taking some phone calls later on in the hour, but not right away. So stick with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes here on The American Awakening with your guest host, Tim Wingate.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Okay, America. Tim Woodgate back here on the American Awakening. Well, beginning of, or toward the end of the last hour, Michael was talking about questioning authority. And I mentioned that the Supreme Court has already ruled. I have a friend here in the Chicago area who we've been involved in, oh, numerous legal battles over the years. He's a fairly tenacious guy. We don't always agree on everything, but he's the only person I know who actually sued successfully the city of Chicago for maintaining the right to go barefoot. So it gives you kind of an idea where his mindset is. Anyway, he happened to send me today three sites. One is the City of Chicago versus Morales, and that's a Supreme Court site. It's too long to mention. I think if you just find law, concurring opinion in City of Chicago versus Morales, I think you can probably find it. It's 527 U.S. 41, and I won't go into any more of the site, those of you who would be interested. But this is what it says. It says, it can be assumed that some police commands will subject a citizen to prosecution for disobeying, whether or not the citizen knows why the order is given. It does not follow, however, that any unexplained police order must be obeyed without notice of the lawfulness of that order. You know, many times, police, get out of here, put the camera down, you know, stop doing this or whatever. Well, why? Is it illegal? And they won't answer the question. You do what I tell you or I'm going to... Well, you know, right now he does that. there's a potential lawsuit. Now, granted, I don't give a whole lot of stock and belief system in the legal system anymore in the judiciary. I think they've pretty much been compromised, but at least it is an arrow in the quiver, if you will. Maybe a little flimsy arrow, but there's still something there. There's two other sites, but basically, the one that I really like is a guy named Papa Christo versus City of Jacksonville, and it says the Constitution and the Bill of Rights have dignified the right of dissent and have honored the right to be nonconformists and the right to defy any presumed necessity for submissiveness. They have encouraged lives of high spirits rather than of hushed, suffocating silence. And this went in favor, of course, of standing against the system. Now, you can take those for whatever you want to, take it for what it is, but we do have at least some Supreme Court sites that say, hey, you know, you can ask if this is a lawful order. You can ask if this is legal and show me the law, which is exactly what Ed and Lane Brown and many others have been doing, asking, demanding that the government actually show the law instead of constantly claiming that the law is there. Which leads me to what we were talking about a little bit the first hour about Freedom Force International. I do encourage you, it's very simple. www.freedom-force.org. It's Freedom Force with a dash in between, so you don't get to the game. There's a video game called Freedom Force. That's not what we're talking about. This is freedom-force.org. Go to the website, and everything you would want to know and need to know about Freedom Force is there. It's all interactive. There's a video on there. You can see Ed Griffin talk about the idea, how he came up with the idea, what to do with it. But what's most important on this is the Creed of Freedom, where the Creed of Freedom is what we believe. And as I was talking the first hour with Michael, I was only going through parts of this. Well, I'm going to read the Creed of Freedom for you. It's short, but this is so you know where I come from and what I believe sincerely and fully and with my complete and total being. This is what the Creed of Freedom is. I believe that only individuals have rights, not the collective group, that these rights are intrinsic to each individual, not granted by the state, for if the state has the power to grant them, it also has the power to deny them, and that is incompatible with personal liberty. I believe that a just government derives its power solely from the governed. Therefore, the state must never presume to do anything beyond that which individual citizens also have the right to do. Otherwise, the state is a power unto itself and becomes the master instead of the servant of society. I believe that one of the greatest threats to freedom is to allow any group, no matter its numeric superiority, to deny the rights of a minority, and that one of the primary functions of just government is to protect each individual from the greed and the passion of the majority. I believe that desirable social and economic objectives are better achieved by voluntary action rather than by coercion of law. I believe that social tranquility and the brotherhood are better achieved by tolerance, persuasion, and the power of good example than by coercion of law. I believe that those in need are better served by charity, which is the giving of one's own money, than by welfare, which is the giving of other people's money through coercion of law. I believe that all citizens should be equal under law, regardless of their national origin, race, religion, gender, education, economic status, lifestyle, or political opinion. Likewise, no class should be given preferential treatment, regardless of the merit or popularity of its cause. To favor one class over another is not equality under law. I believe that the proper role of government is negative, not positive, defensive, not aggressive. It is to protect, not to provide. For if the state is granted the power to provide for some, it must also be able to take from others. And once that power is granted, there are those who will seek it for their advantage. It always leads to legalized plunder and loss of freedom. If government is powerful enough to give us everything we want, it is also powerful enough to take from us everything we have. Therefore, the proper function of government is to protect the lives, liberty, and property of its citizens, nothing more. That government is best which governs least. And that is the creed of freedom, as articulated by Ed Griffin with Freedom Force International. It could be broken down, if you will, to basically just three commandments. The three commandments of freedom are individual rights. Do not sacrifice the rights of any individual or minority for the assumed rights of the group. Equality under law. Do not endorse any law that does not apply to all citizens equally. And freedom of choice. Do not use coercion for any purpose except to protect human life, liberty, or property. And you see, these three commandments, these three ideas of rights and equality and choice are basically the three pillars on which our freedom and our individualism rest. If we have those three, we have the other two, and upon those five, our whole liberty is dependent on. This is exactly what the Declaration of Independence was based on. It's the same, basically, the same five premises on which the founding fathers over 200 years ago said, we are going to pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor to make this happen on this continent. And that's what they did. Subsequent governments, though, and people going to sleep and not paying attention and leaving the government on automatic pilot, assuming that it's, you know, going to just continue and do the things that are right, not being vigilant as freedom lovers and those who believe in liberty should be, the government has taken unto itself more and more power, more and more control, to the point now where our government, the federal government as it exists today, with the reinterpretation of the principles of the Declaration of Independence as expressed through the Constitution, they've created so many loopholes, so many exceptions, so many reasons that they can trample and infringe upon your rights. Our government today is no different than what the founding fathers were fighting against King George over. In fact, it could be argued, and I think it could be argued successfully, that the government we have today is far worse than what King George's government was over 200 years ago. Think about all the restrictions. Think about all the things that you were free to do just 20 years ago. Maybe 30 years ago. Maybe even just 10 years ago. All the things you were free to do that now it's illegal, or you have to ask permission, or you have to pay to be able to do the same things. It's not right, folks. That's not freedom. What that is the pot of boiling water, pot of water heating up, and all the frogs are swimming around. And the frogs are swimming around going, boy, this hot pot's getting hot. Boy, this pot's getting hot. What do you think we should do about it? Let's tell everybody about the pot getting hot. Well, you know what? It's time to jump out. It's time to do something about it. And that's what we'd like to do for the rest of the program here, is talk about some solutions, some things that people can do, and things that you yourselves can do. I have a phrase, and I have a website, it's called seizeliberty.com. You have to reach out and seize liberty, because it's just not going to be given to you. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and we'll continue on. Hang in there on the American Awakening on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Okay, we're back. Tim Wingate here, sitting in for Michael Herzog on The American Awakening. We're talking a little bit about freedom, freedom issues, liberty. I've been talking about Freedom Force. I'm a chapter leader here in the Chicago area. Freedom Force International, which is Ed Griffin's, he was the founder, started this organization up and going. The strategy of Freedom Force basically can be this, is that is, you know, why fight City Hall when you can be City Hall? The idea is to infiltrate, get into the positions of power and influence with the creed of freedom as your jumping off point, and start moving the centers of power in our country, in our society, back toward liberty ideas. Now, this isn't going to be easy, folks. There are people who have been well-conditioned through the public school system, through our social learning in our society. I mean, let's be honest, for all practical purposes, we're all practicing socialists at one level or another. We really are. And that's a hard thing to admit. But that's where you start. You have to look within yourself and go, do I really believe in this stuff about freedom and liberty? Is this really coming from within? Or is this something that it's just, well, I like it because it's, you know, it makes me contentious. Or I like it because, it, you know, I can do better if I don't have to pay taxes. I can keep all my money. You know, if that's the motivation, that's really not a whole lot different than the other side. But if the motivation is that there's an intrinsic, there's a moral, philosophical issue here about individualism versus groupism, now you've got a handle on it. and only you can look within. So I suggest that what you do is you go to freedom-force.org and read through the website. Look at the material. Read the strategy. Read. There's plenty there. It'll take you some time, but you'll get an idea and a flavor. And if you decide to join, please join. Now, you can join as a certified member, which costs nothing. Or you can join as a chartered member, which there are dues. And they can range at the very base at, I think it's the last thing I saw was like $9 a month. It's up to you. You go in at whatever level you want to go in at. That's not the issue. What the issue is whether or not you subscribe to and believe and will live the creed of freedom. That's the important thing. Because, as I said before, the creed of freedom is based on the five principles of the Declaration of Independence, and that's what this country was formed on. And because we have departed from those five principles, those five premises, we have the mess that we have today. We got to get back to those, and then we can continue to start to build forward. Now, I talked about making some solutions, and after I'd like you to start calling in. If you'd like to call in, if you have a comment, if you have a question, if you have an observation, I want to deal with solutions, things that people can do to fight against this system. Now, I have, as I mentioned before, freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com, and what I've started to do is list different things that people can do to make this happen, to fix this system. Before we get into all that, I just posted, I think it was yesterday or day before, Freedom Shenanigan number 10. And this is based on a writing of a gentleman who starts off with talking about that there's a fairly well-known story about a father and his three sons. And he, before he decided who he was going to give his business to, that he had very successful business, he had a bundle of sticks all tied together. And he wanted to make sure that the business that he had sweated his blood, tears, and slaved over for years was going to survive his replacement. So what he did is these sticks were tied together, and he told the sons they had to break the sticks. Well, the first son came along, couldn't break the sticks. The second son came along, still could not break the sticks. The third son took a look at the sticks and then took a knife, cut the rope that was binding these sticks together, and then he was able to break each stick one at a time. Now, most of those of you out there who've studied history and politics know that a bundle of sticks together was called the fasci. That's the whole idea of fascism. That's where it comes together. It's basically a bundle of sticks tied together so that they're strong enough to hold an axe head. And if you look at the pictures of the U.S. Congress on both sides of the dais, you're going to see fasci. There's reliefs on the wall that depict the same thing. The idea is that many together, bound together, can do more than just one individual. And that's generally not a bad idea. You know, many hands make light work, yes. But that can also become tyranny. So what this son did is he figured out to bust fascism, you mess up, you take away those ties that bind them together, and then you can take them on one at a time, one of the issues at a time. So that's the Freedom Shenanigan number 10, is to break sticks. Start thinking of ideas, things that tie us together, things that allow the government to operate the way it has been. And one of these is that one of the things that ties them all together is a question of the legitimacy of law, the legitimacy of the group to be able to tell the individual you can or can't do this with your own stuff. We'll be back after 3. Let's take some calls. Call in. We'll go from there. I'll be back. Tim Wingate here on the American Awakening on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Right. We're back here on the American Awakening. Tim Wingate sitting in for Michael Herzog. I'm inviting phone calls. Anybody who would like to call in, comment, questions, anything, maybe you have a situation, you don't know exactly how you can seize liberty in that situation, be happy to throw my two cents worth on that. Nonetheless, we're talking about things that you can do. Okay. Oh, great. I understand we have George in Florida. So, George, welcome.
Hey, thank you. You think you can have Freedom Shenanigans put on Mr. Herzog's website? I'm not a very good speller trying to get do that to put up that web to try to go to your blog.
Okay. I should probably go with a shorter one, but it really, freedom is just the word freedom, and shenanigans is just she, nan, you know, S-H-E, she, nan, N-I, I'm sorry, N-A-N, and then IGANS, I-G-A-N-S, freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. And if you just Google it and get anywhere close to spelling it, Google will say, did you mean Freedom Shenanigans? And then you just click on the link from there and then save it into your bookmarks or your favorites.
Another thing I want to tell you, when I was coming from El Paso, Texas, going to Houston, you still there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, calling from El Paso, Texas to Houston. I don't know, like I say, if this was a good cop or not, but when I got stopped in Houston, Texas by the Houston PD, they're telling, well, we're under orders to every car we stop, we have to search. And I refused to consent to a search.
Good.
And all of a sudden, like a group of like six other cop cars, and they ignored what I said, I do not consent, and they started searching my car. And it was just raining. I had my wife and my two children were sitting on the curb of the freeway. In the rain, they're throwing my stuff out in the street, going through my car.
Oh, and, man, that's when we needed somebody with a video camera.
Well, help came on the way. I don't know, I got to say, we had a Texas Ranger pull up.
Ooh,
and
cool.
He asked me, what's going on? I just said, well, we're just trying to find a hotel. We're tired, we're wet, we're soaked, got to get out of these clothes. And he goes, well, I'll see what I can do. He talked with him in a minute. He came back. He helped us put the stuff back in our car. And he told me they won't be following you again. And I don't know what he said to him, but every Texas Ranger I ran into, I don't know, I know there's still strict people in that organization who's trying to keep it from being compromised or dumbed down. Because they are still people with a very high standard.
You know, George, I appreciate that because in our rantings, and mine especially, and we made the joke the last hour about you can always tell when a cop lies because his lips are moving. There are some good police officers out there, and I don't mean to denigrate them one bit whatsoever. But, once again, we could just as easily have said that there were good Gestapo agents during Nazi Germany, too. It's not the law, that it's not they themselves, it's the system. And granted, if that's their calling to do that and be a good cop, that's great. And this Texas Ranger, I'll have to admit, I don't know that much about the Texas Rangers, but what I have heard is that they do tend to be very honorable people for the most part. And that's a great story. Thanks a lot for calling, George.
They are strict constitutionalists.
There you go. Thanks, George. Really appreciate your calling in. You know, we were talking about about different things that people can do. I have up on here is Freedom Shenanigan number 11, and this is kind of based off of yesterday when I was doing Ed and Elaine's show. I had a guy on who I think is just excellent, Kurt from SendARope.com, and we were talking about using encryption software, and that is our Freedom Shenanigan number 11, is use encryption software. There are ways of being able to secure your communications with other people. And one of the best ones for instant messaging is scatterchat.com. It's free. You can use it. You can set up your instant messaging program. It'll work with, as I understand it, the Microsoft Instant Messaging, Yahoo's Instant Messaging, and AOL's Instant Messaging. A little tongue-tied there. Nonetheless, you can use it with all three of those, and it will encrypt your instant messaging with whoever else you want to talk with. And that's good, especially if you're planning something. And those of you out there who are dealing with maybe going to see Ed and Elaine in a month, where they're having the concert on Saturday the 15th, Freedom Concert number 3, you may want to start considering using encryption about your plans, who you're talking with, these kinds of things. Because we know the feds are listening. We know they're planning. We don't know what they're planning on doing, but we do know that they're trying to pay attention to this, because Ed and Elaine successfully standing them off and resisting them is becoming a black eye and an embarrassment to them. And it really brings into question the legitimacy of the way the federal government is operating at this point in time. And that's they don't like that. So I would suggest you check out scatterchat.com. The other thing is for emails. If you're going to be sending emails back and forth, try safemail.net. Safemail.net has an encryption program built into it with SafeBox, highly successful. And one of the things Kurt brought up yesterday is that if more and more people participated in these encryption programs, it would make it more and more difficult for the feds to just start spying on regular Joe Blow, us regular Americans who aren't plotting to blow up anything or not plotting to kill anybody, not plotting to do to overthrow the government. What we're just, you know, exchanging recipes and talking with one another about meetings and having concerts and kids and exchanging kid photos and this kind of stuff. We don't need the Fed snooping in on that kind of thing. If you had more people using encryption software, they would then have to, the feds, would have to prioritize who they're snooping on. And that would then come from their legitimate snooping things of looking for enemies who are plotting and planning and doing the things that enemies of freedom do. They'd prioritize, they'd be sniffing out those people rather than checking on Aunt Mabel's, you know, bean recipe or something like that. Anyway, so we still got time for a call. If anybody else would like to call in, please do that. One of the things, and I'm going to bring it back up again, I mentioned already, Kurt with senderrope.com. The whole idea is to let a message go through. I mentioned a while back, a few minutes ago, that tyranny, you have to stand up to tyranny. And force has to be met with an equal or a greater force. You cannot just let it overwhelm you. Now I understand there is a principle in the martial arts, and we call it the Aikido method, where you use their momentum and their strength against them. And you do give. You give way, but you guide it. You deflect it. That's another way of dealing with it if you are a smaller force. But at some point, you have to show resistance. You have to get that enemy down to where now you're on top and they're not. That's something else. But it does apply in fighting against tyranny. In fact, that's in a way you could say that's a guerrilla tactic. Our founding fathers found out. I don't know how many of you out there remember the old Walt Disney program that used to come on every Sunday night. I remember a guy that you probably remember as being the he's kind of the funny policeman, Leslie Nielsen. He played a character that was called Swamp Fox. It was based on the Marion character during the Revolutionary War, who worked in and around the swamps. And he used guerrilla warfare against the Redcoats. If you saw the program or the movie with Mel Gibson, The Patriot was actually a combination of several characters, one of which was Marion, the Swamp Fox, in there. And I remember watching that and realizing guerrilla tactics sometimes are the only way a smaller enemy can defeat a larger enemy. The Irish in the beginning of the last century, with their fight for independence, did the very same thing. Nonetheless, regardless of your size, you still have the opportunity to fight, and you have to show resistance, and you have to show the wherewithal and the determination to do so. And this is where Sender Rope comes in. You can just go to the website and watch the video. It's the easiest way to do it without me going into all of it. Senderrope.com is nothing more than sending 12 inches of rope to somebody and labeling it however you want to do it. And he's got all the suggestions on there. Good way to go. We got a call coming in from somebody from Connecticut. Go ahead, caller.
All right, Ivy.
Hi there. Who do we have? Go ahead, caller.
Gary in Tennessee.
It's Gary in Tennessee.
Gary.
Is that it? Okay, there we go. Hi, Gary.
Hello?
Hello, Gary.
Well, you're really down on the audio, but I'm hard of hearing, but I'll do the best I can do.
All right.
You spoke of the Texas Rangers. I used to live in Alaska and hunted with a guy whose grandfather was a Texas Ranger. And he brought out this poem that his grandfather, a Texas Ranger, had written. And the only thing I can remember at it, this has been tens of years ago, was to ride tall in the saddle, shoot straight, and always speak the truth. And that was an old-time Texas Ranger that said that.
Okay.
And secondly, you talk about solutions. I think a lot of people are overlooking this program on RBN, the Dr. Sam Kennedy Take No Prisoners.
Mm-hmm. Good
that
program.
That man's got the way to take the court system back. I've been listening to him, and the more I listen to him, the more I'm convinced this man has got, he's got the solution.
At least one of the solutions. See, you know, Gary, I don't think that there is just one solution. I think we have multi avenues, multi ways of doing this. There is the court system. I mean, just like we have three branches of government officially, executive, legislative, and judicial, there has to be at least three. That gives us three fronts on which we need to take back our government. And this was one of the things that was suggested and we encourage with Freedom Force, is that if you have the wherewithal and the desire, that you run for office, regardless of what it is. You could be dog catcher. But ideally, we would like to get people who believe in the creed of freedom into federal government. And if that is possible, that's one way we'd be able to take the legislative branch back on the federal level. But believe me, it's got to start locally. It's got to start on your town level and your state house level as well.
I don't disagree with the word you said, and I also agree with what you said that not everyone has the complete answer. There's a lot of people out there that have got a lot of pieces of things. But this Sam Kennedy program, Take No Prisoners on RBN, has put together what I know to be pieces of the puzzle offered up by other people that are well known in the movement. And
right.
I think that the people that are listening now may want to check in and go back on the archives and do some listening, because it's
That's
a complicated
great.
Process, and you would do yourself a favor by starting at the beginning of his archives and working your way through.
Well, it would be a complete education in there. Gary, I want to thank you for the call.
You're very welcome. Have a nice day.
You too, my friend. You too. Well, anyway, folks, Gary, you know, the judicial area is one where we have traditionally, as American patriots, tax protests, whatever you want to call us, you know, you can deal it anyway. You know, we've gone pro se, pro per, and we've tried all these different venues, and sometimes there are wins. There really are. There are wins on the judicial level. But we have seen over the last few years so much corruption and the judges just absolutely refusing to do what they're supposed to do according to the law. And there's no recourse, which kind of leads me into the next area, which we'll deal with as we go when we get to the break and on the other side. And that is the legitimacy of the law if the law is no longer equally applied, if there's no longer equal protection under the law, if there's no longer any equal access to the law, and we claim we're a nation of laws and not men, but yet men have figured out a ways to make the laws unequal again. How do you deal with that? How do you fight that? Well, it goes once again back to the point of that they are public servants. Our public servants need to know that they are in as much jeopardy of losing life, liberty, and process. I'm sorry, thinking ahead. Life, liberty, and property
as we are in jeopardy according to their new process of law, due process of law. And if we let them get away with, you see, what they've done is that they've given themselves immunity, all different kinds of levels of immunity. This is why the cops think that they can act pretty much any way that they want to. This is why the judges can rule in just totally contrary to what the Constitution is saying that the government is limited in doing. They're giving the government permission to do these things. This is why the legislature, the Congress, for crying out loud, passes this new eavesdropping, snooping bill. This is why the Congress turned around and created the Patriot Act, and then they did this Military Commissions Act, which is basically almost equal to the enabling acts that the Reichstag gave to Hitler. You know, they hide behind the color of law and the legitimacy of law according to their interpretation. We'll talk about how to deal with that when we get back from the break. Tim Wingate here on the American Awakening on RBN.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the American Awakening. Tim Wingate here, sitting in for Michael Herzog. Had a bunch of errands to run today, so filling in for him. We were talking before the break about what do you do if the system is so corrupt, if the law has been perverted so that it no longer provides equal justice or due process for us. What ends up happening? Well, let me back up a second here. Let me just point this out. I have taken as a personal motto, a motto that is on one of the Scottish coat of arms. Many police departments use it. It's a Latin phrase that says, Nemo me impune lacet. It literally means no man harms, injures, assaults me with impunity. In other words, without cost. No one injures, no one harms without cost. You see, there's an older form of law, a higher form of law in some respects, and it's called Talion law. Honor societies that are based on the honor system, if you will, use it. And that is, people sometimes call it revenge societies. It's not revenge. What it is it's a way of obtaining justice. It's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And what that means is that, this is where kind of the sendoftherope.com and some of the things we've been talking about falls in, is that if the law is so perverted that you cannot get justice, then justice does fall into your hands because there is no law. It's not, you're not taking the law into your own hands, and it's not necessarily revenge. It is justice. And I have taken this as a personal motto, and I know many others have as well. And those, the Constitutional Rangers, those who are out there in New England who have vowed to protect and help Ed and Elaine Brown, and those who are Constitutional Rangers around the country, and there are different groups. And we're not talking militia. We're talking people who have gone beyond. And I'll tell you why. Militias, you know, a lot of them have been infiltrated. We don't know who's a Fed snitch and who's not. But there are people who have taken upon themselves to say, look, I'm going to stand up for truth, and I'm going to stand up for justice, and I'm going to stand up for what's right. And we're going to deal with the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law. The letter of the law kills. It's the spirit of the law that the whole thing is supposed to be about. What's right? What's just? What's fair? What creates equality? That which makes one even. There's a whole book written about that. It's called Eye for an Eye. It's written by a gentleman by the name of William Ian Miller. I suggest you look it up, see if you can get a hold of it, see if it's in your library. Good thing, teaches about the Talion society. And that is, when you're insulted or when you're harmed, you seek justice. You seek to be made right, to be made whole again. And it does not necessarily literally mean somebody pokes your eye out, you get to poke their eye out. This is where, you know, value. You know, well, what's an eye worth? Well, what was it worth to you? You know, cars, houses. And, you know, how much? How much? You know, you can. There's ways of doing it. But it was a whole legal way of dealing with the idea of making one whole and making one no longer at odds, but even again, a level playing field. This is the premise and the concept of law. This is what society has circled around for thousands of years. So I suggest that you check this out. And take for yourself the creed, Nemo me impune lacet. And we together then, we can all seize liberty. Carpe libertas. Thanks for being with me. We'll be back again on Monday. You guys all have a great weekend. And remember, freedom. Seek liberty. Seize liberty. We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.